You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Today is Endangered Species Day, and some populations of salmon here in the Northwest are endangered. NWPB's Lauren Gallup spoke with artists whose work is focused on the fish.
Artists from across the Northwest have long been inspired to depict the fish. The Columbia River stretches from its headwaters in British Columbia to its mouth at the Pacific Ocean. Along the way, its tributaries include the Clark Fork, South Santiam, Osuyus, and Snake Rivers. Artist Eileen Klatt has visited 49 of the more than 200 tributaries of the river.
I was just enthralled with salmon.
Klatt spent years traveling around the Columbia River Basin, collecting fish that would serve as models for species that have gone extinct. In 1994, Klatt read a study that in the Pacific Northwest, over 200 salmon species are now extinct. Of those, 61 populations were from the Columbia River Basin.
It was just like a gut punch.
Klatt, who grew up in the area, says this moved her to see the rivers for herself.
I hear all these stories of people walking on the backs of salmon. There were so many.
She documented the fish and went about creating what would become a litany of salmon. In that project, she represented all the 61 extinct species in life-size paintings of mating pairs, based on drawings she created from real fish. The project documents a time of great exploration and beauty in Klatt's life when she became enraptured with fish.
I just got more and more caught up in salmon and how beautiful they are and how just the biology and the natural history and the political history.
But Klatt says she didn't have a specific accomplishment or action in mind behind her work.
I think sometimes that's what I can offer, is to awaken people in their heart and the activism and all the other stuff. I don't know. I just think that's not up to me, or it's not something that I can do.
Amy Gulick is a photographer who lives on Whidbey Island in Washington State, but she often photographs in Alaska, where bountiful salmon runs still can be seen.
I'm always trying to help people understand what a healthy salmon habitat looks like, what healthy salmon people relationships look like, and that's why I tend to focus a lot on Alaska, because they still have healthy salmon habitat.
Increasingly, Alaska is also beginning to have declining numbers of salmon. But in those places where there are still abundant levels, Gulick says she can photograph what once was. The Pacific Northwest has lost 90% of historic salmon populations. Gulick says art is a moral call to action to protect and restore salmon. To her, it's an attempt to cut through scientific and policy jargon that might not speak to everyone.
If we can't reach people's hearts, then I don't think we're going to reach and change their minds.
Earlier this year, art by Gulick and Klatt was included in the Honor People and Salmon exhibit on the University of Puget Sound campus. The exhibit included work by 30 artists from the Pacific Northwest. Some of that artwork is on display at the Seattle Patagonia store. In Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.